I am going.
What is this we're drinking, by the way?
We're drinking a little Bailey's espresso martini.
I'm going to give it, out of your cocktails, I'm going to give this one a strong.
You want to be careful here.
I am giving it a strong 4 out of 10.
Excuse me? A 4 out of 10?
Well, it's just you really are very skilled at cocktails. And I just feel like this, I feel like this is a last minute addition.
The head is very good on that one. Even if I do say so myself.
Even if you do say so yourself.
Right, are we ready?
Let's do it.
Right, so welcome back to Glow Home, where we chat all things home, life, and whatever nonsense I suppose is on our minds. And by we, I mean myself, Paul, and of course, my gorgeous co-host and my occasional husband, I'll call him sometimes.
Occasional husband?
Occasional husband. Maybe you can be an occasional DIY assistant.
Okay, can I can tell you for fact, I don't think I've ever been a DIY assistant in my life. I would be terrible at it, and that's a strong no. But I am the lovely Mark. The lovely Mark, even though I say so myself. I am Mark Rogers, beauty obsessed. And I think I said last week I was permanently stressed. So that I think today change. I'm going to be like...
chaos.
Ultimately pressed or something. I don't know. But yes, I am a beauty enthusiast and PR girly.
You're a PR girly now.
If you are new to the podcast.
Is that what you're saying? You're a PR girly?
No, I'm not. I don't know what I am. Listen, I'm trying to survive life. That's what I'm trying to do.
Do you know what you are?
What?
You're famous in Hong Kong. And didn't we know all about it this weekend?
Guys, I swear, I have not stopped talking about the fact that I am now a big deal in Hong Kong.
If you said it one more time, I mean, we met lots of friends over Saturday and it was the topic of conversation. I actually think it overtook your boarding school story.
I'm obsessed with it because basically I did an ad with Disney. Short synopsis of what's happened. Did an ad with Disney and... they have the rights to use it wherever they want in the world. And I didn't know, but they have been showing my ad in Hong Kong. And apparently I've been dubbed in Cantonese.
And is it Cantonese?
I think so. Basically I gained about 200 new followers from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong?
And lots of Irish people who are in Hong Kong started to send me the ad being like, oh my God.
And was it all Chinese?
Is this you? People actually thought it was a scam.
There's a lot of scams going around at the minute.
Is it a scam? I was like, it's not a scam. It's me, people. I love, and in fairness, Disney Plus. We love our Disney Plus. That's where we get our Kardashians.
Kardashians, yes.
Yes.
So we're just back from London.
We are back from London.
We had a great time.
A glorious weekend. Very fast paced, very quick.
It was a lot. Like, I'd say we were there. We got on the flight at 10 a.m. on Friday and we were back on a flight at 8 a.m. on Sunday. So it really was very fast. But we did so much.
The bitches. Yeah.
We went to see Cabaret with Billy Porter, which was incroyable.
In the Kit Kat Lounge.
Yes, which is a beautiful venue.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Quite weird. They put a... not quite weird. I think it's kind of cool. They put a sticker on your phone when you go in.
Yes, you could.
You can't record anything. Yeah. So it's kind of like this really cool thing where you, like, you're the only person to... well, you're not the only person.
You're not the
only
person.
But you're not able to share what happens
no,
inside.
No, which is nice. Which I think is really cool. I think sometimes we always take up our phones when we're watching concerts or...
yeah. Furthermore, another thing I really liked is they give you a shot of snaps when you go in.
So the experience from going in was amazing.
Yeah.
So you queue on the outside of the theater. So you actually don't go into the main lobby of the theater.
Yeah.
And they bring you down into the basement where you get to the dungeon, where you get a little shot of snaps. And then you go straight into rooms with bars and stuff. And there's all, there's like a pre-show happening with all the entertainers dancing, singing, doing loads of stuff.
Now I did really enjoy that experience, except there was this one woman who was really ruining the vibe for me.
Who was she?
The woman outside who was shouting.
She was very aggressive.
Really annoying. I think she wants to be on stage.
She absolutely wants to be on stage.
She wants to be on stage and she's an usher in the theatre, which is fun. We've all done that. We've all worked in the theatres.
But a lot of the people who are ushers are actually studying in college.
Well, can I tell you, this woman was living her best life, but in a very aggressive way, screaming at people about how they weren't allowed to use their phones, which became pretty apparent because they put a sticker on your phone.
Yeah, so we didn't need to be told. Aggressive.
And secondly, Did she really have to tell us that we aren't allowed to touch the performers on the inside?
Well, yeah, like from my
experience, weird on the inside. But what I mean is inside the venue.
They're so close to you. It's like you're sitting beside me.
But I don't think we need to be told. Not, like, I wouldn't touch a stranger.
Well, some people just don't have boundaries.
Well, I'm telling you, that woman, she was on commission for.
But then when we went up to the other part, like they were dancing on the bar.
Yeah.
So it's very. It's not like they're on a stage or behind a curtain or behind a veil or like they're in the Paul, same room as you.
People do not need to be told not to to touch another person without their permission.
Do.
Well, say someone who is I'm not giving a full dialogue. I was like, I am over this woman. So she was kind of in my ear because she kept shouting the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like the people out on the street outside our house for match day.
Oh, for match day.
Hill 16.
For match day.
Oh, so annoying.
And the automated voice.
Oh,
ticket holders here. Ticket holders here.
No, it's worse when it's the actual man.
I know.
And they give him a megaphone.
I know.
And you know that man has a tiny penis because he is living his best life with that megaphone.
He is. He is really. Sometimes they're female as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what the opposite is though.
No, because I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. I only care about the annoying man, to be fair.
Anyway, Billy Porter, incredible.
Sorry. In conclusion, Cabaret London Kit Kat Club, amazing. Yeah. Billy Porter is an absolute icon.
I'm actually so glad we've seen him. He wasn't really on my bucket
list. Does everyone know who Billy Porter is?
No. Well, No.
Because I know because we're obsessed and we love him.
But we only knew him. Well, I only knew him from Pose.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure a lot of people would know. No, I know he'd done some musical theater, but yeah. Pose is where I first seen the Billy Porter.
Yeah. Like, so Billy Porter is like what is he? He's just a very well-known.
I think he started in Broadway.
Musical theater, Broadway. But he's like a mainstream celebrity now.
Yes.
He's the guy he's the gorgeous black man who goes to the Met Ball. With a massive, like, outfit ensemble. He wore that amazing dress that year.
And the meme is, you probably will have seen this meme. It's like a hat that has tassels and it opens and closes automatically. It was like this blue
velvet. That
yeah, that was him. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think I knew that.
That was him.
He was in the New Age Cinderella movie.
He was.
Anyway.
And Pose.
He's brilliant. He's very good. See, I don't think a lot of people know what Pose is. It's very...
Oh my God. Well, I know, maybe it's because...
It's like gay culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you haven't watched Pose, to give you a really quick synopsis, it's in the 70s and 80s, I'm pretty sure, in around when the HIV epidemic was happening.
Uh-huh.
And it's about drag culture underground, doing these contests in the ballroom scene, it was called.
That was very good. I'm not sure you... short synopsis is in your skill set.
No,
and
not.
That was very good. That was the shortest synopsis I've seen you do.
I could go for miles on that.
It's like, back in 1970.
Back in 1970.
Once there was.
Yeah. But it's a super watch. 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. It's on Disney.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Yeah,
it's
it is so really good. It is really good.
It's actually the first LGBT production that had the most trans actors and actresses in it.
Yes.
That should be celebrated.
Therefore, I agree. Can I just say, but also can I just say, example A, there can't be a short synopsis. There can't be a short synopsis. Penny's here.
It took her a while to get up, yay, but she's here.
She's afraid of all the things.
So that was Friday night. And now I will say you booked a beautiful hotel.
I did a great job.
You did a great job at the hotel.
I did a great job.
We stayed in the Nomad.
I threw money at the problem.
Yeah, so I find the budgets and I'm the one who books 2 years in advance.
I booked last minute and I got a lovely hotel.
But it was gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
Really nice.
And they upgraded us.
They did, which I still don't understand how that happened.
Maybe it was just because we were polite at the desk.
Maybe. We were very nice at the desk. Always be nice to the people at the desk.
Yeah.
Because that is where... you get the upgrades.
Yeah.
But yes, no, we got upgraded to a really lovely suite.
Yeah. And it was the location, like the Nomad, seriously, if you're going to London anytime soon, do check it out. But it's up, it's behind the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden.
Yes.
Like it's
and
location
get the
wise.
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper margarita.
Really good. Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah.
That cocktail got a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So yes, we did that. And then on Saturday, we... kind of moseyed around, had like nice little breakfast. Did we have
Soho?
Breakfast?
No, we went to Soho for brunch after we walked up to Regent Street.
Why can't I remember? Am I getting really old? What is it? I feel like now, right? I am going to be 40 in February, people. And I feel like for every piece of information I put in my brain now, a piece of information goes out.
And I can verify that this does happen.
It's actually wild.
Yeah, and it works in my advantage sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Because I don't remember what I've agreed to and what I haven't agreed to.
You agreed to something very big this weekend.
I did not agree to that.
You did.
I did not agree. Paul wants to redo this room.
We are going to redo it. We'll do a poll.
The poll is... There's one person doing this poll. It's me. No. So yes. So we did that on Friday. Saturday, then we went to meet our friend Lisa Potter Dixon, who, like, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, also, I think, are we going to mention Lisa on this podcast every single week?
We actually said we can't mention Lisa one more time on this pod.
Should we take a shot every time we say Lisa Potter Dixon?
But this week was pretty special for LPD. She did something pretty incredible.
So my friend Lisa Potter Dixon, who I worked with for a million years and is honestly one of my best pals.
You're Benny Babes together, weren't you?
Yeah, we worked at Benefit together for 10, 12 years. The stories we have, we're going to get Lisa on the pod because the stories we have from different events we were at around the world where we lost our mind. But like genuinely, the stories are actually terrifying.
Oh, Las Vegas was another
Las Vegas, yeah. Ibiza, yeah. Mad things. But Lisa has, like Lisa is... Like, I don't think Lisa shouts enough about how, like, amazing she is as a makeup artist, as well as, like, content creator. Like, she's amazing. But she does, like, makeup for, like, Cara Delevingne and lots of other celebrities. But she was supposed to be with us at the show to see Billy Porter in Cabaret. However, she had to cancel on us last minute because she was taken to Paris Fashion Week to do Paris Jackson's makeup for the week. Yes, Michael Jackson's daughter... Paris Jackson.
And I think, like, I'm not great with pop culture.
You are not.
I didn't realize how beautiful she was.
She's so stunning. So Lisa went to Paris. She did her makeup for all of Paris Fashion Week. She went to like a million shows and then she finished it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what she did on the Friday. I don't think we can say what they did on the Friday. But on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say. Sorry. On the Saturday, she went to the Westwood fashion show.
Yeah, the first one after...
Since Dame Viv died. Yeah,
Dame Viv.
And Lisa convinced her to do this amazing Val Garland, like super like Vivian Westwood inspired look. It was
2012.
Inspired from the 2012 show. And it was probably a very different look for Paris.
Yeah.
And honestly, I couldn't be prouder. When Lisa arrived... We met her at the train station from Paris. Yeah. She was on the Eurostar and we all started crying.
Yeah.
Like it's such a big moment. Imagine Paris Fashion Week, like Westwood. Honestly, will we ever get to those dizzy heights, Paul?
And I think a really nice thing was like Lisa was a bit going, oh my God, have I pushed her to do the wrong thing? But then when she sat down, Paris Jackson, and she was sitting beside Chapel Roan, who also did this really loud makeup look. I was like, no, you did the right thing.
Like, imagine.
You did the right thing.
Lisa's makeup look was sitting beside Chapel Rowan.
It's insane. But the best thing was when we were sitting having a champagne. And who commented on her post?
Val Garland.
Yeah,
ding dong. Val Garland gave her a ding dong. And if you watch
Glow Up,
it's like, that's the seal of approval from Val Garland. Gave her a ding dong. We were like, oh my God. Val Garland instantly gave her a ding dong.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. So we were very proud of her. So what did we do?
Drank more champagne.
We drank champagne all day. Yeah. All day. And when I say we had to get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But we following morning for a flight.
But we went to a friend's who had homemade Asian food, which was...
Jason Trung.
It was the best food I think I've ever had in my life. I was just like a pig.
The food was amazing.
Sitting at the desk, eating.
Sitting at the desk.
I was sitting at the island.
We had a lovely night. Lisa's friends are just so good. When we go to London, we meet with Lisa's friends.
Yeah.
And they're like such good, they're just good vibes. Good vibes only.
Yeah.
They have house parties. And David, who we love, the most beautiful human in the world. But he brings his decks.
Just whips out his
DJ in the house.
Can I also say,
do you ever feel when we leave Lisa, like we are so uncool?
Yeah.
We're just not cool.
And then I look at our house and I'm like, our house is so amazing.
Shut up. Our house is perfect.
There's a few things we could do.
Lisa has like wild things in her house, which really suit her and her personality. Like, it'd be weird if it was in our house.
That wouldn't. Like, I'd love that amusement light. Oh, so she has gone. This in the kitchen. This, so imagine the waltzers and those bulbed lights that are above it. She has a strip of them in the kitchen. I think it's the most random thing ever.
But it's so cool. So
incredible.
Cool.
And she's like, yeah, we sourced that from some funfair from the 1950s. I'm like, you are incredible.
I'm surprised you enjoy our time in London so much.
Well, I lived there for so long.
Now, what I mean is, because your life is, what you want is to be, what, a hermit?
A hermit.
Right?
Yeah.
So Paul, getting Paul to leave the house for like a night out is like, it's hard work.
Oh, one night out a month.
Something really crystallized this for me the other day we were talking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. And I stand by it.
I honestly just don't get it. So we were talking about holidays, being like, right, what do we want to do holidays wise? Where do we want to go? And
well, I'd like to just book a holiday.
Yeah, that'd but you great, can't make it? Your mind up as to where you want to go either. So Paul was like, "We want to go. I want to go to Mexico. I want to go to Mauritius. I want to go to where did we come yesterday?
Thailand. I want to go to Thailand.
Thailand. So like, literally, yeah. The venue, like where we're going, is changing all the time. I mean, I'm like, they're all very different holidays. And Paul says, no. What I want is, I don't care where it is we go, I want to go to a gorgeous resort that has maybe 4 or 5 restaurants, and I don't want to leave the resort. I want to stay there for the entire holiday. So he just wants to go from room to pool, pool to restaurant in the resort, and then, and I think you want to do this for 10 days.
What is wrong with that?
It's called a hermit holiday, and so I am not on board with it.
Can I ask you, do you go and sightsee? No, so shut up.
No, but I want to like enjoy, like I like going to like random bars and like I also, I'm one of those people, I don't mind making a holiday friend. You don't want holiday friends.
Oh no, don't talk to me on my
like,
holiday.
I want, go I would away. Want like a cool, a group of cool people that we might have a drink with. I'm like, hey, be our holiday friends.
That is an ick. Basically, that's actually a red flag. That's a red flag that you want to do that.
Whatever. I quite enjoy. Well, I just think like.
Off you go.
Do you not think
go meet Martina from Butlins. Off you go.
I'm not going to Butlins. What I mean is, do you not think I enjoy. Well, one, do you not think that we, at the end of 10 days of just talking to each other and looking at each other, want to kill each other?
I probably won't talk to you for about 7 of those 10 days, so I'll be fine.
All right, well, fine. Then I'll go make my friends in the bar and you go off and go live
and
your
I
hermit
will have
life.
A margarita and a nacho chip and dip and live my best life.
Anyway, I thought it was hilarious. Paul wants a hermit holiday.
Anyone has any hermit holiday suggestions, send them my
Travel
way.
Agents are going to start now. The hermit holiday is going to become a thing.
I think it will be an epic.
No.
Yeah, it's, there's more people than just you. You just also can't sit still. That's your problem.
Anyway, what I do have to say as well is that obviously we have 2 episodes of podcast, 2 bonuses out now. And we just want to say thank you so much to everyone for listening. We hit 22 in the Irish podcast chart.
We did.
Which was amazing considering we're only just starting. We're baby podcasters.
We're only a baby.
We're only a little baby.
Oh, we are the little babies.
We are the little babies. But we definitely are obsessed with our glow up or blow up segment,
yes.
Which I think it's time for now. So let's get into it. Okay, so I thought today, because I want to make sure, you know, obviously I'm all things beauty, you're all things home, but also we're all things like online life.
Life.
So there's been a like piece brought out in...
Why can't you
What
speak?
Is wrong with me? I think it's the drink. I think it's the cocktail. It's just,
that was 4 out of 10.
Yeah, it was a 4 out of 10. I blame you. If I had had more to it, I'd be absolutely fine. So beauty trends, what's in and what's out.
Oh, this is great because I know nothing.
Yeah, but I think you also will have like a bit of a thoughts on this. So one of the beauty trends that is out is a strong contour. So, you know, like those harsh lines.
Huda.
You're like, what? But you know, like the really like strong bronzy thing. You know, like drag queens do the line.
Oh, when they chisel.
Chisel.
Okay.
Sculpting your face.
Yeah.
That piece.
Yeah.
Apparently that trend is out, gone.
What are the drag queens going to do?
Well, that, the drag queens got it. They're just painting on a face. They got it.
No.
It's never out for a drag queen.
No.
It was inspired by drag, I think. Okay. But what is in is soft glam, which is fine. I'm not sure how some of the Dublin girlos are going to really handle that because I like a harsh, hard, nothing soft about that.
So that's like full B going out Friday night.
Full B. But so that's, no,
that's
soft.
Going out?
No,
full
soft.
Full B is going out.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
As in full beat is going out. That hard, like I'm going out on the tiles.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't know what you meant. Yes, that is going out.
Wow.
And then soft glam, like just like I've been a little
I've been kissed by an
soft
angel.
Soft glam is in, which I'm not sure how Dublin's going to feel about this. Now.
How do you feel about it?
I feel okay about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do like a contour just because I have a round face because I don't actually have cheekbones. I have to draw them fuckers on.
You don't.
But I do. Like, I don't have a cheekbone. I blame my mom. Anyway, blame my mom for a lot of things. We're going to talk about moms on the next episode. But another thing that is out is filler.
Uda.
Little filler.
Oh, when they put it into the lips?
Paul, stop pretending like you don't know what filler is.
Well, I've never been touched by an angel, so I don't know.
No. So Paul has never had Botox or filler.
No.
I have had Botox and I also have had a little touch of filler.
Have you?
Paul, you know this. Why are you pretending you don't know? Of course you know.
Play along.
Yeah. So basically, I have a little bit of filler in my chin.
Oh, you didn't tell me that now.
I did tell you this. I got chin, and I got 2 points of my jaw done.
What's the do?
To define your jaw, give you a stronger jawline. Now, I got it done about 2 years ago, so it's probably gone now. And also, I got some natural filler called Put On A Load Of Weight, which actually really fills out your face beautifully. So anyone's looking for a bit of filler, it's okay, just eat all the donuts. Does the same thing. But yes, so... for people who are like, God, he's not a great advertisement for Botox. I am getting my Botox done on Thursday.
Should I get it done?
Well, I don't think you should.
I would like, though, the one thing when we watch this.
You have very good quality skin, to be fair.
I do have okay skin, but it's the redness around my little nosy-o.
Well, what I will say is.
I get a bit.
It has calmed down quite a bit.
Why?
Because remember I used that mask on you?
Oh, yeah, that was a lovely mask.
Ella and Joe Miracle mask. I had not used it before. And I didn't really know what it was going to be like. I used it very hydrating, but then I used it and it really soothed your... Yeah. Soothed? Is that a word?
Soothed
your skin. Soothed. Anyway, that is beauty trend. Lip fillers are out and apparently in is LED masks.
I've seen these. I want one. I want to just sit and look like I was in Tron or some gladiator movie and just sit there with it on my face.
Yeah, so LED masks.
But what's the do?
So sad also because I was with a Gen Zer the other day. And they were like, a lead mask. And I was like, you mean an LED mask? Apparently now the Gen Zers just say lead mask. LED is just lead.
LED. LED. I'm trying to think what is quicker to say because they're all about abbreviations.
Yeah. Anyway, that's apparently... And also the last one that's apparently out is dry shampoo. Begone.
Baptiste.
Jean-Baptiste.
Houdet.
So Baptiste is out. Dry shampoo,
I love
be
the
gone.
Smell of that.
And apparently scalp care is in. So are
I have a very sensitive scalp.
You have you struggle.
I do.
With the scalp situation. Yeah. They're beauty trends in and out. So do we feel they're a glow up or a blow up? I think they're a glow up. I'm in line. I'm in line with lots of this.
I'm very sad for Baptiste.
For Baptiste.
Very sad for them.
Well, I think they're going to be okay. I think they're fine. And like, it's just the trends. I'm sure people still need dry shampoo.
I'm all for the LED masks or the lead masks.
I do not have one, but I would like, we would like an LED mask. This is a call out. Hi guys. We would love an LED mask. Thanks so much. They're so expensive.
Are they?
Oh, like you're talking between 400 and 700 euro, depending on what one you get. Yeah.
What do they do?
They're so
They don't clean your house.
No, they don't.
Well, what do they do?
Different lights do different things.
Sell it to me.
So different lights do different things. I have to remember what each one does. Red light is for like skin rejuvenation. Blue light, I think, is it gets rid of any bacteria in the skin. Oh. I think yellow is for something else.
Is it anyway, yellow light?
Yeah. Oh my but basically, God. They all the whole idea is that they penetrate the layers of the skin to help like build collagen and... all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So LEDs, apparently in. There's definitely cheaper ones that you can get. But I believe if the ones that are like shown to make a difference are the like more spendy ones, which is kind of terrible. So yeah, there you go. So that is my beauty glow up or blow up today.
So I have three for home.
Th-
Three for home, right?
Okay.
So my first one is, which we've done.
Yeah.
Color drenching. So
blow it up.
No, don't blow it up. So color drenching is really taking it into 2025. Great. Now, a lot of people were doing it before then, but you can see a lot more people are doing it. I think it's because they're getting braver.
Sure.
And for anyone who hasn't seen color drenching, it's basically where you make sure your wall, your ceiling, everything, your doors, your floor, not your floors, your doors, your skirting boards, everything is all in the same color. And I also think that a lot of people always think it's this severe color, but it doesn't have to be a really dark color.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I've only really seen it. It's only been really apparent to me with really dark colors.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this as if I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea.
But in Rob and Kieran's house, the Piggy Dolls, they have the same kind of neutral tone doors and walls. And Kieran was saying he's raging. He didn't do the ceiling at the time. But
Which room?
Their whole downstairs is all the same shade. Everything, doors,
love it.
Skirting boards. Yeah. So
I think those who, because I was quite nervous about doing it in the front room because it's such a dark color.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you making a dark room in our house?
Yeah.
Is that basically what you're doing?
Yeah. I was making my hermit cave in our house.
I was like, oh my God. But I really like it. I think it's beautiful. Gorgeous
so
color.
Do you think color drenching is for glow up or blow up?
I think it's a glow up.
Yeah.
But I think you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you have to get it right.
And I think there's another trend that's happening where they're saying to people that accent walls are out.
Penny's having a nervous breakdown.
So they're saying that accent walls are out, which is when you just put one feature color on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just because they're trying to bully people into color
drenching.
Buy
more paint.
Not buy more paint, but color drenching.
This is actually the paint companies trying to get us to buy more paint.
No, and I think for us, think about our journey. Like our first home was all gray. No color in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then we moved in here, we had a bit more colour, and then now we're going to like the extreme of colour drenching.
Yeah, we're definitely going in a new direction, but yeah. I really like it. Yeah. I really like it. Yeah, no, I'm into the colour drenching. Yeah, right, so what's next?
My next one then as well is, now I've seen this and this is a hard no for me, but there is a trend now with tiling where they are making the grout line like double what it should be.
You're saying a lot of words. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. So do you see our subway tiles over there in the kitchen?
Yeah. Okay.
So the lines in between the tiles,
yeah,
they're making like double. And it's working more for vertical tiles. So do you know the tiles that are stacked vertically?
Oh my God. Is this the kind of stuff that you get excited about? Because this is the most boring thing I've ever heard about in my whole entire life.
That is, I'm just talking about trends in interiors.
I mean, honestly, is that a thing? Is that the type of thing?
2025, yeah. I know.
So not in our house.
Absolutely not in our house.
Not in our house. And I trust you implicitly. The fact that you get joy out of understanding about the double grout lines.
Yeah.
I am very grateful that you know and care about these things.
Do you know what a sconce is?
Is it like a scone? A fancy scone? A sconce?
No, come on, think about it. In a room, what is a sconce?
Okay, a sconce. No, honestly, I can't get past scone. Is it not like a scone plus something else?
She sounds quite elegant, doesn't she?
What is it?
So it's the piece of moulding that goes around a light fixture. So, do you know, it's
on the ceiling.
The old school, yeah. I just wanted to test your knowledge to see if you knew what a sconce
is. I do not know what a sconce is. And you know what? I've survived pretty good in life not knowing what a sconce is.
Yeah. Okay.
So
are you ready for one more for me? I have one more.
Okay, go on.
So sorry. We're glowing up colour drenching.
Love it.
We're blowing up.
Yeah. Sconce.
Double grout lines.
No, double grout lines and sconces, to be honest.
I know. Oh, but they're fine in period homes.
Yeah, but who has a period home?
We did.
Where?
Our first home, number two.
Was a period home?
Yes.
Okay, so define what is a period home, sorry.
Double vaulted ceiling, fireplace.
Okay. When I think of period home, I think like we're in Bridgerton or something.
Lady Bridgerton.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Dear gentlemen,
is that not a period home, Paul?
Yeah, but so is ours.
I do not, I think you're lying.
I'm leaning into that.
I think you're lying.
Our house was 1900s.
It was a mid-terrace in Drumcondra. I'm not sure.
Period home. Full stop, period.
See, here's the thing, right?
Explanation point.
Here's the thing you need to know about Paul. Right? Paul is the most stubborn person in the world, right? And will outright just
say something with confidence and then refuse to back down.
Absolutely.
So is our house period home?
Yes.
Our old house?
No, our old house, yes.
100%?
100%.
Right. I'm double checking this.
Right, fine.
I want the listeners, I'm going to put a picture of our old house. It's a mid-terrace in Drumcondra. Nothing bloody period about it, but we'll
there
see.
Was.
Okay. Was. Okay. Penny, you need to get
Penny,
it together.
Go away. No, go. Stop.
Now you can come up here, but just don't be bold.
She wants to play.
I know, but
she
we're not playing.
Seen us, that's why.
We come have on. Things to do, Penny. We've got sconces to discuss.
Come on. Right, go on.
And then, do you have something else for me?
Yeah, I do. There's another thing that loads of people are, I don't know if it's a trend officially, but loads of people are putting into their home archways.
Oh, I'm not against that.
So like they're for really the doors that don't have doors, do you know, those kind of cut throughs, and they're making a homemade arch.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I've seen it in like some homes where it's like a just a little.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what, like I'm just doing
you're
the
doing
shape
a dolphin,
of like a wave.
Doing a dolphin move.
Yeah. Them things. Yeah. I think Darren has, no, he doesn't. He has the old doors in his Ackle house.
Yeah, like, and yeah. Oh, in Ackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You have, sorry, I'm
sorry. Are you glowing up or blowing that up?
Archways. Yeah, I think they're okay.
You're glowing them.
We're not doing them in our house.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
Can
we'll
I
keep
move
the doors.
Room, this room. Can I do that?
What do you mean move it?
Can I do that little layout that I showed you?
Paul, why can't you just, no.
Why?
No.
Everyone said it was great.
Everyone is Lisa Potter Dixon and that does not count.
There was a few other people we showed it to and they all said yes.
Anyway, we will discuss it further. But basically, Paul wants to redo this room when this room is absolutely fine.
I just want to make it more entertainable.
I am blowing up the fact that you bring this up every 10 minutes.
Dog with a bone.
Anyway, is there anything else you want to discuss as part of Globe and Blow Up?
There was just one thing that I thought was quite amazing. Nothing got to do with homes or beauty.
I know you're going to say.
Yeah.
Cynthia and Ariana. Wicked, the Oscars.
Yeah, so it was the Oscars, yes. But for Cynthia in particular, like she is just such a talent.
Having a moment.
She's having a moment. And it's so rare for somebody from a musical theatre, Broadway background to have as big of a moment. Because there's so many amazing musical theatre people.
Yeah.
And they don't nowadays get to the level that,
like that pure Hollywood
that
fame.
That pure, like,
yeah, yeah.
The likes of like the Patti LuPones and.
You weird.
No, but you know what I mean? Like
Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone. But like that whole, the people who come from the musical side into modern day fame.
Liza.
I think. Liza. Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
But with her debut, mm-hmm. has also brought some really nice change in the musical theater scene. So like recently they had the first black Elphaba on Wicked in Broadway, which I thought was amazing.
Is that the first?
Well, I seen it on TikTok, so
oh well then it must be my, true.
But then
also, I don't think it is, because there's been a black Elphaba in the West End.
Was there?
Yeah, I think there's been black Elphabas before.
My point
I mean
is,
if there hasn't been, there should be.
And the Nessa character was also a girl in a wheelchair. Yeah. I just think it's great to start to see that, because when we trained, it was so strict. You had to be, you know, 5'8", blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. You had to hit a certain criteria.
Yeah.
And like when we went to see Frozen, I think the two young kids, one was Asian and one was black as well,
mm-hmm.
at the start of the show, which... You
should
would
be
never,
normal now.
It should, of course it should.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it wasn't when we were, like, it's just nice to see how it's starting to evolve into that is what I'm trying to say, basically. Yeah.
I loved Cynthia having her moment and I thought they both did a lovely job. I thought it was really nice to see Ariana do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, mm-hmm. which a lot of people don't know that she sang after...
Yeah.
The Manchester terrorist thing.
Yeah.
So obviously a very emotional night for her as well. But obviously anything to do with Wicked, the Oscars, Cynthia, Ariana, glow it up. Give me more. Hook it to my veins. Give me the next Wicked movie already. I need it.
But it's November, so we're good. Yeah, it's November. We're fair, good. Fair.
Have you anything else you want to talk about?
Anything else I want to talk about? Actually, there was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. Sorry. There's so many kinks I want to talk about. We are in our documentary phase of life.
Documentary era.
So I didn't think I was a documentary girly. But
do you know why? I'll tell you why I know.
Why?
Because the documentaries we've started to watch are like only 3 parts. They don't go on for 20 years.
And also, like, apart from one of them. Well, actually 2 of them. They're not really... You like horror things and murder things.
I'm serial killers.
Anyway, we are in this world now of these documentaries that have all come out that are also just really relevant and interesting to us because they're about influencers or content creators.
Yeah.
So there's 3 at the moment. One is by Belle Gibson. So there's both a documentary and a Netflix series called Apple Cider Vinegar about Belle Gibson, who is... Basically,
where are they on?
This lunatic. That's on Netflix, that one. But basically, or was the documentary on Netflix as well?
You left me alone.
I watched that by myself. Yeah. Anyway, they are about Belle Gibson, who's this woman who faked having brain cancer and a brain tumor and basically launched this book and Instagram, basically telling people that she stopped modern medicine or Western medicine and started to heal herself with... like good food.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, right.
She told people.
Oh, Paul, it gets so much worse. So she did that and then she ends up launching an app, right? Which is called The Whole Pantry or something. I don't know. I think that's what it's called.
Sponsored by Whole Foods.
No, wait, this is terrible, Paul. So basically the Whole Pantry, it's a recipe book and an app. And like... she's telling people how this is like, basically she only had 4 months to live and now she's like 4 years on. And basically she is like, anyway, it's the lies are insane. But it gets so far as when Apple are launching the Apple Watch, they preloaded Whole Pantry. They did a big deal with her because like it was this big launch. They preloaded the Apple on the thing. So like no one did any due diligence on this person. And like we know when like, obviously I work in the world of like paying influencers for content for brands. You have to check all of the details about this. Now, obviously there's things that you wouldn't know about, but basically she lied to the world. People stopped getting like cancer treatment and stuff and all and started to like just eat from her book thinking they were going to heal themselves.
I'm absolutely sorry. Terrible.
Yeah.
What?
She never had. Anyway, the documentary is really interesting because they actually interviewed the real Belle Gibson and basically she's just like lost it. She's lost all touch. She's a pathological liar, has lost all touch of anything. That's documentary and docuseries one. Yeah. Then Gabby Petos.
That was mad. We watched that. I think we watched that in an evening.
Honestly, 3 episodes, watch it in the evening. It's about this girl who wants to start like a van life blog.
Yeah.
Goes off on like living in a van with her boyfriend at the time and he murders her.
He was suspected.
Sorry, have we ruined it?
Yeah, you did. You should have done a spoiler there. Well, actually, it's an old
It's a premise. Yeah, it's a premise. It's a true life story. But yeah, anyway, spoiler. He murders her. It's so terrible. Like the whole thing is so awful. But the thing that I find really interesting about this one and the next one I'm going to talk about is the people who made the documentary, they acquired all of her footage from her camera.
Live footage.
So you actually are seeing her actual footage from when she's out in the van filming with this man who murders her.
I love those styles of documentaries where you actually see original content.
No, it's very disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the third one, which I'm obviously just, I was on a roll then. I was like, okay, I'm watching more, is the Ruby Frankie documentary.
That was sad.
It is chilling. Episode 1 and 2 are hard to watch, but episode 3 is like, if you're sensitive, like just be careful because it's basically, there's child abuse in it, which is just awful.
It's pretty.
Also just seeing what happens. It's like also like kind of a cult kind of vibe.
It's
weird.
It is weird, but it also shows you the power of social media.
Yeah.
And how many people can believe.
Yeah, she had so many followers.
She had millions.
Yeah. But also what it also shows is again, they acquired 1,000 hours of her footage from her camera.
Yeah.
And you see her talking to the camera, doing the thing that like, you know, when you are recording something on camera, you do tend to be a little nicer or you tend to be like, you know, you're engaged in the camera. And anyway, you see her like screaming at her kids, like for making noise while she's filming. And you see it all kind of escalate from there. But like, it's like, wild to watch.
And episode 3 opens with actual real door cam footage, which is
ring doorbells. Honestly, the things that are caught now because of ring doorbells, like, I mean, honestly, it's like, you're never not being watched.
But it was that little man crying as he was ringing the guards.
It is like, it's interesting. It is very hard to watch, but it is a really interesting thing to watch. Yeah. So yes, docuseries, I'm currently glowing up at the moment.
Yeah, I really enjoy a documentary. And if there is any serial killer fanatics there out there, Serial is a great podcast that's on because it's all live footage that you hear. Like, that's, so you're seeing the real footage.
I don't know, I wouldn't like that.
The real 911 calls, all that kind of stuff.
How do you sleep after listening to that type of thing?
I listen to my linear music and that puts me asleep.
So annoying.
Linear, I think it's called.
Oh my God. So I wake up in the night. So Paul sleeps like a log, can I just tell you, right? Paul literally, head hits the pillow and he falls asleep. Yet for some unknown reason, I'm a really light sleeper. I also wake a million times during the night.
Yeah.
And hands in the air. I also, when I wake during the night because I can't get back to sleep, I turn the TV on and try and like focus on something
else. Doesn't wake me.
Doesn't wake Paul. Doesn't disturb Paul. Because Paul sleeps like a log. Yeah. I wake up in the middle of the night. So let's say I have slept okay. And I wake up and all I can hear is, ooh, ooh. I'm like, am I in a horror movie? What exactly is happening? Yeah. No, Paul has gone up to go to the toilet and gets back into bed, and you do it every night.
Yeah.
You put a music on, but by the time your head has hit the pillow, you're gone.
I'd say another minute. I'm a minute kind of.
This music continues for hours.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Sometimes I forget to put on the timer.
And it wakes me. I think I'm in a horror movie, and obviously I don't sleep well anyway, so that's me done for the night.
Well, you're lucky because now it's quite tame compared to what I used to listen to. Sigur Rós. I used to listen to like some actual Philip Glass music.
Honestly, that was horror movies. Terrifying in the middle of the night. Anyway, that's that. Open house. I think it's time to get some listeners' questions, queries in. It's time to open our house. I had a very good DM from a friend of mine, the lovely Rebecca. So last week we spoke a lot about like different beauty dilemmas that people had. People spoke about fake tanning, waxing problems and issues, people talking about hair like going wrong. Well, I was reminded by my lovely friend Rebecca about a time when all of those things happened to her all on the one night. And that was along with a fashion disaster. And that was the night of my friend Rebecca's 21st birthday.
Have we a picture of this?
Yes, we have a picture.
Oh, wow.
We have a picture. And if I can, we will insert it somewhere in the podcast because honestly, it deserves to be treasured. And I do have full permission from Rebecca to talk about it. But it is the worst. It's when all of the glam goes wrong, right?
Okay.
So first of all, she went shopping with her mom, right, Jer, who has sadly passed away. But years ago, Rebecca and her mom used to go on these shopping dates and they would drink all of the wine.
Lose their mind.
I do believe they went to Kildare shopping. I don't know if they went to Kildare Village. I don't know if Kildare Village was there at the time, but they went to Kildare shopping. And Rebecca's like, found the dress, love it. Rebecca's calling me that day, being like, I found the dress, my 21st is amazing. And I was like, babe, you sound a bit drunk. And she's like, like couldn't take a sentence together. I was like, I don't know. She's like, no,
I witnessed that, Rebecca. So yeah, I know.
I'm not showing you this dress until the night of my 21st. I was like, perfect. Great, babes. Then she gets a spray tan the night before. She gets her hair done in, I think it was Peter Mark Hairdressers. And
Peter Mark's still around.
She gets a friend of ours to do her makeup. I did not do her makeup. Well, when I say it was a collision of the worst things that could ever happen to a person, right? The dress was, it must have been a bridal dress of some description. Like as
a
in,
bridal dress?
It was a white. It was a white dress with some black beading on it with no shape. When I tell you there was no shape in this thing.
Like
a
moo-moo, like full moo-moo.
It was just like when it was straps on the like shoulders and then literally just went down to nothing. And it went to like, it was a non-length as well. It was like mid-calf, right? It was just a non-length dress. It like had nothing going on. It was just the worst dress I've ever seen, right? Then, and she got her spray tan done and something went terribly wrong with spray tan. You know, when you like, you get the guide color and then you wash the guide color off yeah. and then you, there's this bronze color underneath. The guide color didn't move. It just stayed that what? Dirty brown. Yeah.
Oh no.
Really bad. And then she got her hair done and she asked for a curl and they went full Irish dancing ringlet on her. And then she got her makeup done, but there was no saving the face from the tan. It was just a culmination of all the things, right? And there's this picture of Rebecca when she walks down the stairs and she's just so, and this is why Rebecca is one of my favorite people ever in the world. She was outrageously aware that it had gone terribly wrong, yeah. right? Terribly wrong. And walked down the stairs, you know, that moment. You know that, like, when everyone's like on their 21st. She's all that. Like, yeah. yeah. You know, like, people's 21st and they're debs. Yeah. You used to come down the stairs and everybody waiting at the bottom of the stairs to see you, right? Rebecca walks down the stairs and she just stands with her hands, as Rebecca does, like, stands with her hands beside her thing, looks over and takes a deep breath and just goes, right, lads, let's just have a drink. she's just like, I know this is bad, so let's just drink through it.
That is Rebecca.
And there's so many pictures of Rebecca. Is a smoker. So she also just loads of pictures with like Rebecca with a fag hanging out of her mouth yeah. with like the dress and the ringlets. And it's just an iconic moment in time. But what was good about it was Rebecca was like, okay.
Shirley Temple Bar gone wrong.
Shirley Temple Bar with a spray tan. Like it looked like a Shirley Temple Bar dress. Like there okay. was something really terrible about okay. it. But she was like, guys, the only thing we can do here is drink through it and have the wildest night ever. And when I say, that 21st was the best 21st I went to. By far the best 21st. And also weirdly, it was like when those, the Red Bull Angels, was the Red Bull Angels? Remember the promo girls?
Oh, yeah.
So somehow
we used to drive around the car.
Yeah, we got like 6 crates of Red Bull for Rebecca's for free because they just gave them to us because I think they were just doing that at the time.
Is that because you were flirting with somebody in a radio station at that time?
No. Maybe. We got a lot of Red Bull and basically it meant that we didn't sleep for about 4 days. But anyway, it was a great party, really good party and a beauty dilemma. So here's the thing, guys. If it all goes terribly wrong, if beauty fails you, still got drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a beauty dilemma for you, but I'm going to pause the beauty dilemma because I'm going to go into a DIY one.
DIY open house from someone.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So somebody asked me about IKEA furniture and if you can paint them. So I'm going to ask you that question. Can you paint it?
Right. Let me see if I know. Okay. Right. So it depends what it is.
Yeah.
But I think if you sand it first.
Okay.
And then clean it with a sponge. Like clean it.
Okay.
You can use whatever you want to clean it. But clean it. I just, why are you looking at me like that? I just said sponge. Then you prime it.
Yes.
Then you can paint it and maybe seal it.
50%.
Stain it?
50%.
Oh, whatever. Just fucking buy it in IKEA in another color. What are you doing painting it?
So you can. So IKEA furniture can be glossy and some can be matte. So you always want to give it a little bit of a light sand when you first
see.
Do it.
So I pay attention.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And you were right. You brush down the dust.
Yes.
Now, not dust with a sponge. Problematic. You probably should use a thing called a tack cloth, which is like a really sticky cloth that gets rid of all micro dust, basically.
Wow.
And then what you do is you go in with a primer.
Thank you.
Very, very, very.
See, I know you prime the face before you paint it. Yeah. So I knew that. Yeah. Similar.
So if you're going in with IKEA furniture, there's two primers that I kind of love to use all the time. Mm-hmm. So the first one will be Prime 2 by Colour Trend. That is deadly. You can also use that if you want to paint your tiles, which I've done before. And the second type of primer is called from Zinzier and it's called Bin Primer, B-I-N. They're both deadly primers.
Is it to prime your bin?
It could be to prime your bin if you want to.
Why is it called bin?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's probably an abbreviation. I don't know what it is, but it's bin in my brain. Don't brush. Ask me questions. Brush
in nooks and crannies. No? Oh, well.
So when once you've applied the primer,
yeah,
you then sand it again because you have to just break the coat of
it. I missed the second round of sanding.
You did. again, wipe it again, and then you can pop on a top coat of the color.
Now, I think I should get more than 50% for that, because I think I did way better than 50%.
Well,
if it was a leave insert question, I think I would have got.
Well, like, if they did it how you said they do it, it would scrape. So it was wrong, basically. Yeah, but
it's like Kia furniture. You can just put it in the bin and get a new one.
No, sustainability. Don't be doing that.
Sorry, sustainability. How dare you? Sorry, so sorry.
Anyway, if someone wants to know, that's exactly how you do it. So you sand it, clean it. You just put
your foot up.
Sorry.
You're like kicking the camera.
Woo! You sand it, you prime, you sand it, clean it, prime it, sand it again, and then you can either go on with the top coat being a satin wood, or you might have to prime it again depending on what kind of colour you're trying to block out. And then you need to leave it to cure for about 72 hours.
Cure?
I.e. let it go, let it hard, let it go hard. So that it becomes tough and then it won't scratch.
That takes so much time.
Yeah, but
I don't know why you do that.
I really enjoy it.
I know you do. But and also, I appreciate that.
If I didn't do it, that drink's wall would be scratched if I didn't do it that way. Because that's exactly how you do it.
But surely there's people in the world.
They still have to do that.
Yeah. But this let them is if someone wants to do it. We can sit here and drink the wine.
As you can see, Mark throws money at the problem.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh God. Well, I mean,
I had another open house for beauty. Right. Somebody asked me, and this is very funny because she is a DIYer. So she asked me, once I've applied primer, how long does it have to dry before I put on foundation?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. A beauty one.
Yeah.
So it depends what it is. Like a primer, it's not like paint. You don't let it dry.
So, okay. So, but there's a key difference. As I said, she's a DIYer. So yes. She has to let paint dry normally.
With primer for makeup, you throw it on. Then you throw your foundation on straight away. After. Yeah. The only thing that you'd ever let settle into the skin or soak into the skin is if you're using a really heavy duty moisturizer, like a really rich moisturizer. Do you want to let that settle in the skin? But even then, it should be mimming into the skin quite quickly. So, yeah.
Okay.
Primer, you just whack on. Most of them are silicone based, so you don't actually, they don't dry in. It just means that it fills in like open pores and stuff. It's more like polyfiller.
Like polyfiller for your face?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So yes, primer, makeup, it's much easier, much quicker. Just throw it on.
Throw it on.
That's why I work in the beauty world. Quick. Let's go. We got dinner to get to. All done in a few minutes.
Do you have any more questions?
No. I think Rebecca deserves all the limelight today for open house. I think that she deserves it all. But before we finish up today, do you have something else for me?
No. Well, okay, someone asked me, where would you pick? Would you pick Dubai or Thailand for a holiday? Not for us. I just thought it was very fitting.
I don't think someone did ask this question. I think you want me to pick.
I can show you.
I think you want me to pick because you want to go to Thailand.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pick Dubai. Dubai is a no for me.
I wouldn't pick Dubai either. Which is why, in Dubai, we could be murdered for being gay, could we not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't hold hands there.
No.
Let alone the kiss.
So my answer would be Thailand over Dubai.
Kickity kick. You in the can-can today.
Yeah, I'm in the can-can.
Yes, I don't want to do either.
So where is your ideal holiday?
Paul, you will find out. You'll find out at a later date. Tune in next week where you'll find out where I would like to go on holidays. Because right now, I don't know. And I'm not committing to it right here on camera because Paul will book it within seconds.
Yeah, I will.
So yes, I'm refusing to commit. But we do want to say thank you so much to everyone for listening to the podcast so far. We are very appreciative. Thank you for your likes on social media.
Yeah.
We have a request. We would like you, please, to follow us on Spotify.
Yeah.
Follow Glow Home. Leave a 5-star review. If it's not a 5-star review, don't bother. Don't take your time. We want 5-star reviews only. So if you're giving anything less than 5, it's okay. You stay at home. You open that glass of wine. Do something else. Do not give us a review. Give us a review of 5 stars, please. And also share the podcast with your friends. If you're enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it, again, keep that to yourself. Tell nobody.
We don't need to know about that.
But yes. We would really like that because we are really enjoying doing this.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. And we would love for more people to hear our weird and wonderful ways.
And if you want to ever contact us, you can slide into the DMs.
Yes.
Or you can email us at hello@glowhomepod.com.
Oh my God, we have an email address.
We have a .com.
Oh my God, so exciting.
Yeah, we do.
Drop us an email for the laugh.
Even for the chats.
If you had a disastrous 21st, actually, I would love to know about that as well.
Oh, disastrous beauty dilemmas. 21st.
Yeah.
I had Colgate hair. Remember that picture?
With
me and Kelly.
The colour through your hair.
Yeah, so I was going through a phase of having colour in my hair, and I actually had, so imagine a mohawk, but either side of the mohawk was dyed red.
Choices.
Yeah, it was a choice. I looked a little bit like Colgate or that Total Fresh.
Stunning. I bet you were still very handsome.
Yeah, well, you have to say that now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do have to say that now because I'm married to him.
Yeah.
And I would like you to not do that anymore. But yes, thank you so much for listening. We've had a lovely time.
We have.
And we're excited to see you guys next week, where we will have our very special guest.
Oh, are you going to say who it is?
Yeah, we have the gorgeous Rachel Gorey in with us next week, where she's going to be talking about home. She's going to talk about the fact that she is having some babies.
Yeah, twins.
Twins. So exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And we are baby and pregnancy obsessed. So we're going to get on with that.
You are. You were meant to be like a birth coach.
Tune in next week and you'll hear all about my childbirth obsession. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you in a little while.
Bye.
Bye.